are now listening.
You are now listening to the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Night's game. Yeah.
Well, Hitman has officially turned on our tribal chief, and I'm extremely upset about it. I'm honestly pissed off. I almost crashed out last night. It's freaking ridiculous.
I'm not. I like this. Remember, this is what I talked about for weeks.
Yeah, no.
I'm so glad that it happened.
No, for sure. Like the storyline's going to be great, but like the fact that he had to turn on him like that did him so dirty.
Yeah. Of course, turning on the tribal chief sucks. I mean, that part sucks, but to also turn on CM Punk as well, his friend, but.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot. We're definitely going to cover it right now. Hello, yeah. Welcome to the number one wrestling podcast, the Backseat Wrestling Podcast. Of course, we are back, bed never, of course, ready to bring you more wrestling news. Of course, we are going to be covering WrestleMania. Right now, we're covering night one. Tomorrow, we'll cover night two. It's going to be all in one video, though. Obviously, our video is going to come out a little bit later than usual. Mother Sucker's got, work, so we can't really freaking film in the morning. But yeah, of course, WrestleMania so far has been
good.
Decent. I say decent. It's been all right.
Yeah.
It's been all right.
Because I see some people hating on it. I thought it was good. Obviously, a little more. The lineup of night two looks better than night one, definitely. So give it hope. That was literally just half of WrestleMania. Everybody got to relax. A lot of good stuff happened.
Yeah. A lot of fun stuff happened. A lot of I'm happy with a lot of the decisions. I'm happy with, honestly, all of the decisions that were made.
Most of the matches that were actually really good.
Yeah, they were great. No, I don't know. There was like three matches in the middle that were like kind of were, I don't know. I felt were kind of boring. We'll talk about it. Yeah.
What we thought, like what was the best matches and what was not. But I think we got to talk about that main event though.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was
amazing.
Yeah, so of course the main event was Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns versus CM Punk. Of course, this was a triple threat story being, I guess, like they're battling for supremacy to see who's going to be the face of WWE for the next few years to come. And that's kind of how they build it.
Not the future, because they're already up there.
Yeah, but like that's the present. That's basically now what Michael Cole was saying. He was like, oh, like this is going to determine who's going to be the face of the company for the next few years. And of course, Seth Rollins came out on top with the help of Paul Heyman. That was
Paul Heyman,
insane.
Yeah, well, Paul Heyman came out with CM Punk. Obviously, remember that was his
little favorite. Yeah, his little favorite.
Living Color, the live band they had a great performance. I like the entrance.
Yeah, they played this Fire Burns in the little video promo. That was beautiful.
Oh yeah, that was beautiful.
I was hoping he came out to it. Yeah,
but Living Color, that was a good live performance. Some people were hating on it. I thought it was good. It was nice.
Pretty good. Yeah,
it was fire. Yeah, and then but yeah, the match itself. First of all, we got to talk about Seth. He kicked out of – he was the one that was mostly kicking out of everything. Spears and GTS getting thrown to the table. He was getting his ass handed to him, and he was kicking out.
Oh, yeah. So was Roman, though. Roman was going off.
All of them.
They all kicked out of, like, major moves. It was pretty crazy. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, like, it was mostly Seth. He was in the big spots, and he was just kicking out. I was like, this guy does not want to lose.
It was great, though. It was honestly the match of the night, best match. It's going to be very hard to top this. But yeah, of course, the ending being what we expected, what was a rumor, of course, going around, circulating around the internet for the past couple of weeks. Seth Rollins, of course, Paul Heyman officially turning on Roman Reigns and CM Punk and joining Seth Rollins. Damn, it's been freaking happy that it happened. I'm ecstatic that it happened, but also, damn, you had to turn my tribal chief like that.
It sucks. But the way it happened was absolute cinema, like perfect storytelling. They were both on the ground hurt. Paul Heyman grabs a chair. First, he gives it to Roman.
No, first he gives it to Punk.
He gave it to Punk, so he turned on Roman there, and Punk beat up. Well, Punk was about to hit Roman, and then he low blow Punk. Remember?
Yeah. Turned on Roman,
hit him, low blowed him. Well, he let Roman beat up Punk first, then he low blowed Roman before he hit Seth.
I'm devastated.
Join Seth. Seth hit he pinned him. You surprised that he pinned Roman? Roman got pinned. I'm surprised about that.
Very surprised. I'm happy with it, though. It was nice. But honestly, perfect peak storytelling. Like, of course, Seth Rollins pins Roman Reigns.
Roman loses his tribal chief and he loses the match. It's gonna lead to something different.
You mean his wise man? He didn't lose his tribal chief status.
Sorry.
He loses his wise man.
My bad. Yeah, he loses his wise man. He loses the match. He got pinned himself. It's definitely gonna lead to something from him different when he comes back. But yeah. I'm excited for what happens. I don't know what happens. What do you think happens next with obviously with Seth, with Punk, Seth, Punk, and Roman, actually, all of them.
Well, with Seth, of course, that's like the major one. With Paul Heyman by his side, I'm expecting some massive storylines happening. Honestly, and obviously this will be a little bit outdated because we're going to film this all together, but I definitely can see him aligning with John Cena and The Rock later on, helping Cena win and attacking Cody Rhodes at some point during that match. If that doesn't happen, that's fine. As long if it's just Paul Heyman and Seth Rollins, they can still build an amazing storyline there.
Yes.
But yeah, I definitely see several championships, a very long title reign at the very least, with Seth Rollins, of course.
Of course.
Oh my God, it's going to be so freaking great. Like the storylines they're going to have there. Seth Rollins are going to have another like fantastic feud against Roman Reigns one-on-one. That's going to be great. Another one against CM Punk. They should hold off on that though because they just had that recently.
Yes.
So give it a break. Yeah, give that a break. Build something else at first and then of course you can move on to that. If anything, and I can see Roman and Punk taking a little break after this.
And I believe this is obviously Seth probably as a heel, right?
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, heel Seth was always great. Now we get to see him with Paul Heyman. I can't wait just for a Raw, which this is probably gonna come out right before Raw. And again, this is also separate from the second video about Night 2. So what he just made was a prediction. Let's see if it comes true about that match, the John Cena match. But yeah, I can't wait for all this. I don't know where Roman goes from here. I say he takes another break.
Yeah.
Comes back for revenge against Seth when he does come back. And then CM Punk. Maybe kind of the same, probably.
I'm happy for Punk. He had his main event. He did great in it. Oh my God.
All three of them. Yo, this was, like I said, this is probably a match of WrestleMania so far, but it's going to be hard to top.
Very hard to top. I doubt anything's going to top it. Unless I feel like the Cody and John Cena match is definitely going to have a lot of stuff that is going to happen in it, but I don't think it's going to be able to top it in terms of wrestling for sure.
No, in terms of just straight up wrestling, that was a peak cinema match, storytelling plus actual wrestling ability.
Oh yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, of course. Depending on what happens later on in the night, of course, with John Cena and and Cody Rhodes, we'll probably have to talk about what the heck is going to happen with Seth after that.
There's more bangers on that card too, so that might not even be the best match. Remember?
Yeah,
we got a lot more bangers to talk about there, but.
But yeah, of course, let's move on. Let's go into, of course, the show opener, which was, of course, the World Heavyweight Championship match between Jey Uso and Gunther. Of course, this match was supposed to main event. It did get replaced by, of course, the CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins match, which honestly, after seeing both matches, I kind of agree with. This match was good, but it wasn't anywhere near the level that I thought it was going to be, unfortunately.
No, it wasn't.
I would say 3.5 stars. Wasn't really anything insane. I don't know. I thought it was great. Of course, Jey Uso ended up picking up the win. He is now the World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, I'm happy for Jay.
Happy for Jay. Of course, he had his moment. That's fantastic. Gunther, the way that they made him lose, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. Like, the way he tapped out. Like, I felt like it would have been so much more better if he just passed out. Or maybe he was, held in a move for a lot longer because he kind of tapped out immediately.
He tipped really fast, which was – it kind of does take away the aura of the – of him.
Yeah, it takes his away that. Horror, and it just takes away from the outcome of the match.
Yeah, the cinema of the match. A lot of people said that. The ending was kind of, I didn't like the ending. I liked the match and a great match. I liked the decision, Jay winning, especially winning by submission. Just didn't like the actual ending of the tapping really fast and stuff.
Yeah.
They could have did that better. They could have did the ending better. But either way, Jey Uso got his World Heavyweight Championship fireworks playing. I'm happy for him. Let's see what goes on from here. Maybe he's the one, maybe not now, it's too soon, but maybe Seth goes after him in the future, probably SummerSlam or something. We'll see about that.
Oh, takes the title off of Jay? Yeah, I can definitely see that happening.
Yeah.
100%. There's no way he's going to go after the WWE title, even if Cody wins. There's no way. But I can definitely see him going after Jay. He's probably going to take the title off of Jay at SummerSlam, like you said. Damn, that That sucks. I kind of want Jay to have a decent title reign, depending on what the heck they do with him. But I guess we'll have to wait and see with that. But yeah, Jay is a world heavyweight champion. As you said, where he goes from here, he's probably going to have a decent title run. Ends up losing it to Seth Rollins eventually with Paul Heyman at his side.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
Yeah, Gunther, I don't know. Gunther. Because like he's held the title for like, what, 90% of his in-ring career with WWE?
Yes, I mean, before that, he had like the longest Intercontinental Championship reign. So he's obviously a main eventer, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So where does he go from here? I mean, he's going to have big feuds, I'm pretty sure. I just don't know exactly where he's going to fit in, but.
Yeah. No, we'll have to wait and see. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited. I want to see an actual feud with Gunther that does not involve the title. I want to see what the heck he can do with that. Like, if he can do something cool with that, like great storytelling with that, that'd be awesome. I guess we'll just have to wait and see what the heck they do there. But with Jay, probably going to have a couple, like, little feuds. And not feuds, I'm sorry. A couple of, title matches. He's going to retain probably like two or three and then end up losing at SummerSlam to potentially Seth Rollins.
Maybe, if they end up maybe SummerSlam's that. A little too soon, but that is the next big pay-per-view. So that's why I say SummerSlam.
Yeah.
MetLife Stadium, that's going to be fire.
But, it is two nights, yeah. Cardi B is freaking, like, hosting.
It's so random. And it's in MetLife Stadium, not that far from here. Tickets pre-sale May 2nd. Let's see if it's not too
expensive. The tickets aren't on sale yet?
They announced yesterday, they said, scan this code for pre-sale, and it said May 2nd. Oh, so maybe there's a pre-sale going on, not the actual tickets. So we'll see. But anyways, Gunther, I say Gunther, like you said, he can have a couple of feuds without the title. He calls himself the Ring General. How about a feud about that he's the best wrestler and he wants to test himself against everybody?
Maybe his whole like a storyline where he's like, the loss to Jey Uso is a fluke and I'm going to prove it, build my way back up to the top. Shows, you know, like you said, Ring General, defeats a bunch of people, has fantastic matches against the likes of like Chad Gable, etc. Like he can run those
back. Hey, Ilya comes back. Remember, they have a nice little feud.
Oh my god, Ilya Dragunov, I can't wait for him to come back. People are forgetting about him. Like that dude is freaking fantastic.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Raw after WrestleMania, remember SmackDown after WrestleMania, they're both gonna be fire.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, of course, moving on from that, we had the WWE Women's Championship match between Tiffany Stratton and Charlotte Flair. This match, honestly, I kind of liked. I actually liked it. It was fun. Really, really fun match, honestly.
Yes.
What was it? Tiffany Stratton had a gigantic bruise on her freaking forehead. Yes. She chipped her tooth. she got beat up in this match.
Yes.
But I'm
glad that it showed her toughness. The match itself, I thought it could have been a better for a women's championship match. I feel like the triple threat, which we'll see later on, the triple threat for the other championship, the women's world title, might be better. But this one, I wish it was a little better. I like the ending. I'm glad Tiffany kept the title, obviously. I think people would have rioted if Charlotte won. But obviously, Charlotte put on a good match. She was dominating Tiffany at points. Obviously, remember, she had the big knot on her head and everything.
Yeah, it was bad.
So, like, obviously, good things happened in the match. It wasn't a great match, but I'm glad Tiffany won.
I will say this, and I think this goes for, like, the majority of the matches other than the main event. A lot of the endings were kind of lackluster. Like, the results were good. But, like, the endings didn't feel like endings. You know, like, WrestleMania endings are, like, they get you on your feet. You're like, holy crap, like, how the heck did that happen? Oh, my God. And then everybody's chanting one, two, three. I felt like the majority of the matches on this on the first night, they kind of ended. And, like, everybody was just like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's great.
I mean, we got to put some talk about the crowd. The crowd was not that into a lot of stuff either. They got to be better. Especially night two, hopefully they are better because European crowds are making this crowd look like horrible, basically. Like,
oh yeah, a good match to say like where they weren't really into, where I thought it was a great freaking match. Honestly, was the El Grande Americano versus Rey Fenix. That match was great. Honestly,
that match was
the 540 splash was insane. Like, yes, oh my god,
I love that match.
Yeah,
I don't know what people hate on. I love that match. We'll talk about that, but
yeah,
we'll get to that.
But yeah, I'm happy that of course. Like you said, Tiffany Stratton won. Her entrance was peak. I think it was the best entrance of the night. Yeah, the little Barbie dollhouse.
Well, I liked them.
It was cool.
I liked CM Punk's live entrance. I thought that was fire. I liked let's see. Jacob Fatu had a pretty decent
entrance. Oh, yeah, with the mask. That was cool.
Yeah, and then LA Knight. Remember, he got dropped off in that sports car. That was pretty decent.
Yeah.
El Grande Americano with the mariachi band. That was pretty. And they had, like, the edit, like the...
Yeah, like the you know, the little
I thought screen. That was nice. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. I thought that was cool.
Well, let's talk about that match next. Of course, El Grande Americano versus Rey Fénix. Of course, Rey Fénix was replacing Rey Mysterio because Rey Mysterio injured his groin on SmackDown last night or the other night. So, unfortunately, he couldn't really wrestle. Go ahead.
Yeah. And now, since we're talking about this match, how about WWE buying AAA? That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
That's fire. And they're having an event, Worlds Collide, in a few months. It said NXT, WWE, and AAA. That's what it said on the...
So it's going to be great.
Like a forbidden door.
I'm excited for that. Yeah, it's like WWE's own forbidden door.
Yes.
I think I'm excited about it for two reasons. One being, of course, WWE is starting to expand. First, they worked with TNA. Now they're working with AAA. You know, maybe they end up working with New Japan one day. That'd be freaking awesome. And two, AEW is no longer be working with AAA, I'm assuming, because since WWE obviously bought acquisition from it. And AEW uses way too many luchador matches on their cards, which takes away from like their main card stuff that they should be booked. That should be booked anyway. So the fact that they won't be working with them, honestly, I think that's a good thing.
I think that helps both companies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's talk about this match. I just wanted to put that out there. That's a pretty big acquisition. But
Jesus, sorry.
Yeah. By the way, yeah, Rey Mysterio, so not medically clear, got hurt. I don't know. I know you're golfing, but all right. But yeah, I don't know if you were, I don't know if it was like a work. I don't know if it was a work or if it was a storyline, but either way, Rey Fénix, he replaced Rey Mysterio, and the match was great. And El Grande Americano picked up the win, which I was actually surprised. I really thought they were going to end this year already. I thought Grande Americano would lose and get unmasked, but he picked up the W.
No, you know what? I thought the same thing. But then once they announced the acquisition of AAA, I was like, El Grande Americano is going to win. He's going to go to AAA and he's going to get massive heat.
Oh my God! Yo, about that.
Their version of Forbidden Door, El Grande Americano is definitely going to be there, and he's going to get all the heat, and it's going to be great for his character. Honestly, it's going to be great.
He might get jumped if he goes to AAA. He better be
careful. For real, he's about to get jumped by all those diehard luchador fans.
But yeah, after he won, you saw Vikingo from AAA. He came out the crowd to pick up Rey Fénix. Remember, he wrestled on AEW literally not that long ago. It was like 2 weeks, a couple of times ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like crazy how quick that is.
I'm not mistaken, did we not see Vikingo live? I'm certain we did. I felt like one of the AEWs that I went to, I think he was there. I can't remember. I feel like he was.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I know we've been to a few of them. So, but yeah.
Great athletic ability. So that's cool that he's going to be on WWE TV.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh my God. I feel like I have something stuck in my throat. Pause. But anyways, well, let's move on to let's talk about Jade Cargo versus Naomi. Of course, this match, it was honestly okay, I guess. Like the crowd wasn't really into it. I wasn't really into it that much.
It was pretty underwhelming.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty underwhelming. Jade Cargo, Naomi, Jade Cargo ended up picking up the win. I'm happy Jade Cargo picked up the win. I can't say I'm surprised. Obviously, it's her first WrestleMania match. She was a big acquisition from AEW to WWE. A part of me kind of wishes Naomi won because, like, she has this heel character. Yeah. I feel like there's so much more you can do with that heel character than you can do with Jade Cargo at the moment.
Yeah. I just think with the heat that those two had, I thought the match would just be, like, 10 times better. Just with the heat. You know, the matches get crazy once there's that much heat. And this was honestly just like a regular one-on-one match. It wasn't nothing crazy.
Yeah. Well, now, of course, the question is, where do you think Jade Cargo goes from here? Because she picked up the win. What does she do now?
Something's going to happen with her and Bianca, definitely. Something's got to happen there.
Yeah.
Whether it's on night two, whether something happens there, she gets involved, or it's after that.
Yeah.
Either Bianca turns. I think Bianca's got to go heel.
I hope so.
Somehow, yes.
I'm thinking that Jade, because in like the video package prior, like Jade Cargo said that she doesn't trust anybody anymore, so she's obviously not friends with Bianca anymore. I'm still holding on to a prayer that somehow Bianca Belair was involved, and Naomi's just basically because she loves Bianca Belair so much, she's taking all the heat for it and acting like Bianca Belair had nothing to do with it. That's what I'm hoping, and then Jade Cargo finds out And then Bianca Belair goes heel. They have a match eventually. And then, of course, it goes from there. I think that's the only way you can actually build that storyline any further. If not, it's dead in the water. And obviously, Naomi, I don't know what the heck she does.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems kind of far-fetched, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why it's not really that far. I mean, Bianca could be pissed off if she loses. And maybe she could just, her and Bianca just, I don't know, somehow had a feud.
Or Naomi's just like, you know what? I'm tired of holding your secret. You know, Bianca Belair told me to do what I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That is obviously a lot, way better thing to do. I just don't know if they would even do that. But
yeah, it's wishful thinking. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah. But of course, yeah. After that, of course, we can get into let's get into the United States Championship match. Jacob Fatu versus LA Knight. Okay, let's get into what I think, honestly, was probably the second best match of the night, which was Jacob Fatu versus LA Knight for the United States Championship. This match, honestly, was great. They both went all out. They had, both had great entrances. Let's get that out of the way. Of course, the blunt force trauma off the freaking top of the rope. Like, he caught Jacob Fatu.
Yeah, backflip.
In midair for the BFT. That was insane. Crazy. Yeah.
And the ending was actually good, unlike the other matches.
Yeah, no, the ending was good. Yeah, well, he had two of his finishers, right?
Two or three. He had two or three of those springboard moonsaults. But he had to put LA Knight away. Like, LA Knight was not going away. That's why he had to do that in the end. And then he even did like a little post-match when he was in the back. In front of the camera, he's talking about like LA Knight almost put him away, but he got him, he beat his ass basically.
Yeah.
And then we had to remember Solo came out real quick with Jacob, and then he went back in. I wonder what's gonna happen there, but
yeah, well that's like the main thing now. Of course, Jacob Fatu is now the United States champion. Super excited for that. Where do you think he goes from here? Because obviously he's has that little beef with Solo Sikoa, although Solo did walk him out. But I still think they're gonna build something there. I feel like Jacob Fatu has the potential to make this title super prestigious because he has such amazing fucking promo skills. And also, it's just he's just so freaking great in the ring. And he has so many great storylines waiting for him. Like the
Solo and he's Sikoa so aggressive.
So aggressive. Yeah, that's also true. But he has Solo Sikoa. He can have that match. He can take over the blood, like that little version of the bloodline. They don't even call themselves a bloodline anymore, but you know what I mean. I don't know. He can run it back with freaking LA Knight. He has so many great people that can go after the US title, and I feel like they could just build great freaking rivalries there. I don't know. I'm trying to think
who needs a freaking mid-card title.
Well, it's not even about who needs a mid-card title. Well, so like, who are they gonna feed Jacob Fatu? Because he's not losing.
Who are they gonna feed him? Yeah. Jacob's gonna have a long reign. Yeah, he's gonna have a long reign.
Yeah, no, 100%. I feel like he's probably gonna be one of the longest reigning US champions ever. I feel like he should hold this title for like a year. Let's just get that out of the way. Like the dude then, is so great.
And then LA Knight, he's got to get away from these boring mid-card titles. Not boring, but it just wasn't exciting when he was
holding him down.
Yeah, it was holding him down is what I mean.
Yeah.
But he can't really get into the main title situation, but he can be almost a main eventer. I need some big feuds with some big names.
No, 100%. Yeah, I see LA Knight in the main event picture. Like I like I said, I want to see him against John Cena. I feel like that match would be great. He doesn't even have to win. As long as he faces John Cena, there's a little bit of like a little tension there when they teamed up. Cena was trying to like hold up his hand and stuff like that. LA Knight didn't want anything to do with it. I feel like they can have a great rivalry there with LA Knight. First of all, on promo versus promo with Cena, come on now, that's going to be great. That's going to be such a great feud.
Must see the TV.
Exactly. And Cena doesn't even have to lose it to him. Cena can hold the title. He can eventually lose it to somebody else. Who? Not sure. Even if he freaking wins. That's if he wins. But honestly, I want to see that feud. So I feel like LA Knight should move on to the main event picture. I feel like Jacob Fatu should hold this title for a year plus and then lose it. As long as he makes this title super prestigious, which I think he could if they just like, let him.
Like Gunther made the IC title prestigious. Mm-hmm. Gunther had a way better IC title reign than World Heavyweight title reign. That's how Jacob Fatu can do with the US title. But take it up a notch just because he's that damn good.
No, 100%. I feel like the thing with Gunther's title reign was so weird. He only had six title defenses. Two of them were against, well, seven, I guess, continuing from last night, but he ended up losing. But two, I guess three of the seven were against Jey Uso. So, like, he didn't really have anything else. That's what I'm saying.
His mid-card title, like the IC title, was amazing. And then compared to his welterweight title, wasn't that good.
Exactly. And that's why I say when people complained about Jey Uso versus Gunther and, like, all that stuff, you can't blame it on either of them because Jey Uso has shown that he can have main event status. He's had fantastic promos when he was in the Bloodline, just being main event Jey Uso before all the Yeet BS. And Gunther was one of the best, one of the best wrestlers in the world, and had a fantastic title reign as the IC champ. And when he was the NXT UK champion, unstoppable. So, like,
yeah,
and it just depends on like who you're feuding with and the booking.
Yeah, Jimmy Uso actually is the one that started the Yeet. People forget about that.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. And then Jey Uso just took off of it. I think it fits Jey more, to be honest, but yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah. And then, of course, we also had the last match, which I think was the worst match of the night.
Not the last match, but the last one we're talking about.
The last one we're talking about from night one, obviously. I think this was the worst match of night one. It might be the worst match of the whole card. We'll see. Of course.
Damn.
It was the
tag team. I thought it wasn't that bad.
I thought it was bad. The tag team.
Not for a tag team
match. The World Tag Team Championship match between the Viking Raiders, I guess we're called.
War Raiders.
Yeah. War Raiders versus New Day. New Day ended up picking up the win. A lot of people were pretty upset. I was pretty upset as why Street Profits were left off the card. I felt like the booking for their titles in the SmackDown Tag Team Division has been a million times better than the one on Raw. So I was so freaking confused as to why this wasn't just a Raw at the Mania match. And it felt like it should have just been a Raw at the Mania match. It did not feel like a WrestleMania match at all. Like, it was honestly,
they should have had, like we said, they should have had that TLC multi-man tag ladder match.
Yeah.
And they're doing that on SmackDown.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. I'm way more excited for that than this freaking match. This match was terrible.
But to call it the worst match of the night, I don't know. If I had to give one that, I would probably say the Jade and Naomi one. Because this one wasn't that bad. The New Day has some good spots. The War Raiders has some good spots. And the New Day are the best tag team probably ever, like, in terms of, like, accomplishments.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. It just felt like it was very lackluster. If you noticed, a lot of the fans were just getting up and walking around during that match.
This crowd was not good. I hope they get some different people for night two and the crowd gets more lit. Hopefully, as it goes on, hopefully it's more lit. Because I don't know.
I feel like that's like half and half, though. Like, you also have to give them something to go crazy about. That match was kind of lackluster, if I'm being honest.
Because they did go crazy in the main event.
Yeah. And it is weird because, like you said, New Day being like one of the most prestigious, if not the, they are the most prestigious tag team in WWE. Actually, is it not? I think the Usos are now, actually. But anyways, they're one of the most prestigious. In terms of accomplishments,
they got what, 11 title reigns now?
13, I think. I think it's like 13.
Oh, so this
yeah, it's insane.
That's why I said that. The only reason I thought, like we said, remember we thought Big E or something would get involved somehow.
Maybe that's the only reason why I thought it was gonna be a Mania. And even then I was just like, it still doesn't overshadow a TLC match that could have been fantastic.
Yes.
I don't know. Well, I just felt like it was lackluster.
SmackDown's gonna be way better.
Yeah, for real. SmackDown's going to have the TLC match. SmackDown's going to have Malakai Black or Aleister Black from returning. There's no way that's not him. All those freaking vignettes they've been showing.
Yeah, it has to be him.
Exactly. But yeah, of course, that was basically it for night one. Like I said, we filmed this before night two, but we're going to get into night two right now because, of course, we're going to put these all together. So let's get into night two right now. All right, let's go ahead and get into, of course, WrestleMania 41 night two. Of course, this night was fantastic, I think. I thought it was freaking great.
Yeah. It was better than night one, the entire night.
100%.
Complexion. But obviously, there were some issues we got to talk about, too, that I believe should have been way better. But
oh, yeah. No, I know what you mean. Like, yeah, there was a couple of spots and, like, places where I thought it should have been a lot better. Of course.
I worded like this. WrestleMania Saturdays started off mid, ended great, while WrestleMania Sunday started off great and then ended pretty, not mid, but like could have been better.
I know what you mean. Yeah,
but no, overall, sure, it was way better than Saturday.
Yeah, I will say this though, that's why he's the freaking GOAT. That's why John Cena's the GOAT. I don't care. You know, John Cena won his 17th world title. Yes. And then okay match, it wasn't anything crazy, honestly. It was pretty drawn out. But yeah, why, I guess let's get into that first. Of course, it was the main event, which was John Cena versus Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed WWE Champion. championship. And of course, John Cena ended up picking up the win. The match was probably a little bit less than like a half hour long. It was a very slow paced match, but it had like a lot of like drama and storytelling in it, which is why I kind of liked it. It was like John Cena knows how to like build off of like the crowd.
I mean,
and like he's a heel now, so it makes sense as to why he's like not playing to the crowd. But
yeah, but it's obvious the match itself like was actually a good match. It just wasn't. Was it WrestleMania main event worthy? Probably not.
No, definitely not.
Let's be honest, yeah. But it was a good match. Like, I was happy with the match. I just didn't like... I mean, I like the outcome, obviously. I'm happy John Cena got his 17th world title. I didn't like the ending. And then Travis Scott getting involved is just pretty stupid. The guy who started the feud in the first place was The Rock. That's how this whole story started. And that he couldn't even show his face. I think that was pretty stupid.
Well, yeah. One thing I will say is it seemed like the Travis Scott situation, it seems like that was supposed to be The Rock. But yeah, they couldn't get The Rock to come, which is annoying as hell. Because it just seems like the WWE is like, it takes a backseat to everything else in his career, which is kind of annoying, especially with like when you're in storylines. That spot honestly felt like it was supposed to be The Rock, but since they couldn't get him, maybe they just had issues with like travel or something. They ended up just picking freaking Travis Scott. And they were like, why the hell not? Like, you're going to be here anyways.
There's no issues with travel with The Rock. He got a private jet. He's just had other stuff to do. Let's be honest. That's some BS. It should have been The Rock. He started the whole story. That's how the whole story started, where he was trying to get Cody to join him and ended up being Cena.
No,
so,
yeah.
I don't know. This is so stupid. I didn't like how it with the like Travis Scott was so unnecessary, but I guess they had to do it. I'm still happy with the outcome, but and then the ending. Remember how he ended it? Basically. Cody Rhodes hit a crossroads on Travis Scott, and then John Cena hit Cody Rhodes with the championship belt. But like Cody Rhodes, the whole match kicked out of everything, but then he was down and out for a long time with a slow count just off of one hit with the belt. Like, what happened to Super Cody there?
I guess it was like the build of the rest of the match, but I think you're right. Like, I felt like he should have hit him with the belt and then maybe like put him in the STF. And just had him pass out to lose.
Yeah, that would have been perfect. Yeah,
that would have been nice. Or hit him with the belt and hit him with two AAs. Like, remember what he did with like AJ Styles, where you hit it and he just picked him up again, did it again. If he did that would have been great. But no, he just hit him with the belt and pinned him. I understand what you mean. Like,
that and was it was a slow pin, and the referee took forever. Like he was down for like a minute before the pin even started. Like, off of one belt shot. But Super Cody is known to kick out of literally everything. So it's just like. The ending was kind of mid.
The ending was mid. The outcome was perfect. I love the John Cena one. That was fantastic. Yep. Dude, John Cena winning the GOAT, freaking finally beating the record. I'm super excited for his title reign. Let's get that clear. Dumb excited for his freaking title reign. I want to buy some John Cena merch right now. But
as we're recording this, he's on the Pat McAfee show too, actually. I might even watch it. I'm going to check it out after.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool. I'm going to watch the recap of that after work for sure. Yeah. But yeah, of course... Yeah, John Cena picked up the win. He is now the Undisputed Champion. I'm super excited to see where he goes from here. More than likely, probably going to face Randy Orton by the looks of it. Randy Orton's already...
Yeah.
He's already broadcast to be at Backlash. He's like the freaking poster guy. Yeah, he's the poster guy. Isn't that his hometown, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. That's going to be great. Him versus John
Cena. So they just have one of the matches. Yeah, it's just one of the feuds to look back on. I'm pretty sure John Cena's gonna win, but it'll be good for Randy Orton.
Yeah. Well, now here's this. Like, John Cena obviously gonna go on to have his final run in WWE. Dumb excited for that. Cool, super excited. Where do you think Cody goes?
Well, before that, I just want to see what they're gonna do with John Cena, because remember, he said he was taking the title and going home. So I want to see how that plays out first. But yeah, with Cody, Cody's a main eventer, so I'd say he takes some time off because he goes on every show. Like, he's
strong. He does everything for them. Yeah,
he's been a workhouse. So workhorse. Yeah. So I say, he takes a break and then he'll be right back into a huge championship feud when he comes back easily.
Oh yeah.
I just don't know exactly what, but
yeah,
maybe going right back after John probably. But I don't know.
Yeah, I see him getting his rematch, but I feel like they're gonna wait. They're definitely gonna wait. Maybe they'll wait till SummerSlam. Oh, yeah. I think SummerSlam will probably be a great time to have that rematch. I feel like John Cena should still win, but if he does lose, that's fine with me too, because he's retiring in December. That gives him enough time to turn face again, and he could retire as a face. The title run doesn't need to be long. It just needs to have
no.
It just needs to be really important to his storyline. That's all it needs. So as long as
he got
go ahead. Yeah. I was just gonna say, as long as it builds into like his storyline, and as long as it's as long as it like looks like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, basically, as long as it's important to the storyline, and as long as it, when he loses it, it makes perfect sense to the storyline that he's trying to portray as a heel, I think it'll be a successful title run. It does not have to be a long title run at all.
No, yeah. What was I gonna say? He already got his 17th world championship, yeah. So it doesn't have to be this long, crazy. What is it called? Title reign.
Yeah.
Just got to make sense, like you said.
Exactly. Regardless, it's not going to be long. He's retiring in December. But what we're trying to say is he doesn't need to hold it till December. He can hold it way before. He can lose it way before that. That's what we're trying to say.
In the summer. SummerSlam.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm super excited to see where the heck that goes. I was happy with the result. The actual ending like of the match was kind of whack.
Honestly. Yeah. And whack. The actual match to be made of at WrestleMania, it needed way more storytelling. Like, remember how last year, how many people got involved near the end of that main event? That was crazy. This is just, I mean, it should have been The Rock, obviously. Maybe other people. This, and then the actual match itself wasn't even that long. I don't know. It was not a main event match.
It was 25 minutes, the match.
Main event Saturday was incredible. And then for Sunday, we'll get into it, but that women's triple threat was incredible. That could have been the main event.
That could have been the main event. But let's talk about that right now, actually. That was the first match of the night, which was Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair. In a triple threat match to determine who's going to walk out as the WWE Women's Champion.
Women's World Champion.
Women's World Champion. That match was a freaking banger. It was so good.
Yeah, and the ending was actually great. The ending was perfect.
Oh, my God. It was great. Yeah. Freaking Io Sky ended up picking up the win. But that was definitely, if I had to say so, probably the match of the night. Definitely. By far.
Match one of the night. Match. But almost every match was actually great on this night. Like, really good.
Yeah. I want to say this. I need to watch back the main event of night one, which was the Roman versus CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. And then I'm going to compare those two to see which one was actually better. Because right now I have that, the main event of night one, which is a Roman match, is the best match at Mania. And then I have number two being the Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair. But like I said, I got to watch them back because it's kind of like, I kind of want to put that match as number one. That match was so freaking good.
Yeah, but I don't know. Just the storytelling of the main
first
event.
Night, yeah.
The Paul Heyman thing, that I think that's got to be the match of WrestleMania. But also, we can't forget, we're going to talk about it, but that Fatal 4-Way was incredible for the IC. God. But yeah, let's talk about this. The Women's World, the match was great. The finish was great. I'm glad Io retained because Bianca and Rhea do not need these titles.
Nope.
Where do you think Bianca and Rhea go from here? Because obviously Io's going on to bigger and better things.
I'm happy that the Io won, honestly. I was really hoping that she did win. She was kind of like the forgotten person, even though she was the freaking champion this whole storyline.
Yeah.
Which is, I like that they played into that. Honestly, it made sense. The build-up to this match was kind of iffy. The way that they made the triple threat was kind of whack. But the match was fantastic, and I'm happy they did it.
Yes.
And we'll say that. I was wrong. I'm happy they did it that way. It was a great match.
Great.
Exactly. In terms of what Rhea Ripley does, Rhea Ripley, honestly, she can do whatever the hell she wants because she's that girl. Like she doesn't need a title. She's had the title for way too long. Let her just stay, of course, in just like some very important feuds, whether it's just helping somebody out, going after freaking Liv Morgan again, whatever the heck she wants to do, she can do that. But she doesn't need to be near that title at all. Of course, she can be in feuds where she almost gets a number one contender or something like that. Why the hell not? But she doesn't need to. She doesn't need the title. In terms of Bianca Belair, I am still praying to Jesus that she turns heel because, first of all, the crowd was booing her the whole night.
Yes.
They don't want her to face. Her character is stale. As much as I love Bianca Belair, she's one of the best women's wrestlers on the freaking planet. But her face character is very stale. I just want her to turn heel. I want to see a different... a different face of her. Like, I want to see what the heck she can do as a heel. And then, of course, I want to see what the heck they can do if they build her up that way. Because I would love to see Jay Cargill versus Bianca. That'd be awesome.
Yes, that's what we've been saying. Yeah, we need that.
Exactly. That'd be really freaking cool if they end up deciding to do that. But, again, until they've turned her heel, I don't necessarily care what she does, unfortunately.
Yeah, we need that heel side of Bianca, 100%. Yeah,
for sure. But yeah, of course, if you want to move on, we could definitely move on. Let's move on to the, let's really, really quickly, the Randy Orton, he came out trying to call somebody out. I believed it was going to be Rusev or Miro, whatever the hell you want to call him. He was spotted in Vegas, which I'm assuming means he's probably going to show up on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. He was there with Lana in Vegas. Yeah. So
yeah, I didn't even know they got back together. Congrats to them.
Yeah. they renewed their vows a few months ago. Apparently,
yeah, good for them. That. I did not know that until I read about it. But yeah, of course, he was spotted, so he's probably going to be on Monday Night Raw tonight. Super excited for that.
That's I can't wait. By the way, yeah, Monday Night Raw, and then especially SmackDown with that. We got that tag team TLC thing. I can't wait.
Impossible debut of Malakai Black or Aleister Black.
Yes, that's going to be fire.
But yeah, of course, I thought it was going to be him, but no, it was the next best thing. Joe Hendry.
I mean, I love Joe Hendry, the hype and everything. This was literally a squash match. Like, it could have been.
Yeah.
Randy Orton got a squash match. I didn't like.
Well, one thing people were saying is because, first of all, Joe Hendry, if people don't know, he's the TNA World Champion. Yes. He came out and he did get squashed by Randy Orton. Some people are saying that that's just burying TNA. I don't think so. I mean, like, bro, he lost to a freaking legend, one of the best of all time. Yes, it was a squash match, but they got the TNA World Championship to appear on WrestleMania. Like, that is a massive thing for them.
I understand what they're saying because, like I said, it was a squash match. So the champion of that company got squashed by a legend, but at WrestleMania. So, yeah, it goes both ways. I mean, I just wish it was a better match. I wish it was an actual match for Randy Orton. And the expectations were high because everybody thought it was going to be Rusev or, I don't know, Miro or whatever they're going to call him.
Yeah.
If he is, probably Rusev, probably. But that's just the idea. Like, remember when Cody debuted against Seth? Everybody was thinking about something like that, and that obviously did not happen. So let's see what happens Raw after rest. Let's see what happens with Randy, obviously. We're talking about the John Cena thing. Hopefully that happens.
Yeah. By the way, the whole Randy turning around doing the Joe Hendry spot, that was hilarious.
The RKO, then he did that. That was incredible. That was fun.
That was funny. Also, was it The Rock's trunks? Not The Rock's, my mistake. Randy Orton's trunks. That metallic blue with the yellow was fire. I actually love that.
Was it? I feel like that was like a – he wore those same trunks, I feel like. Like when he fought Undertaker way back at WrestleMania. I feel like those were the same concept. I feel like I seen those, or maybe it was his debut. I remember he was wearing those. I feel like I seen those trunks on him before, but way back then.
Yeah.
When he was the Legend Killer.
Also, 20 years of WrestleMania for Randy Orton. That's freaking great.
Congrats to him. Yeah,
for real. And that dude looks in better shape than he ever has ever, which is crazy. But yeah, of course, we also had, let's get this match out of the way too, because actually, you know, it was kind of important. Logan Paul versus AJ Styles. What were your thoughts on that match?
I mean, I thought it was a good match. I knew it was going to be a good match. I mean, I wasn't too invested in the actual story, but I knew Logan Paul's athletic and he can actually wrestle. And then AJ Styles is one of the best damn wrestlers on the planet. So I knew the actual match was going to be good. Logan winning, remember that he has the whole thing with Karrion Kross, AJ.
That was my favorite part of the match. Karrion Kross getting involved. Trying to hit
Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
He's becoming one of my favorites. He's not even wrestling.
Yeah. No, for real. Same. Honestly. Like, you showed me, like, all the vignettes and stuff he's posting on social media. I started watching him.
Follow him.
Oh, my God. I followed him immediately. That dude's freaking great. Honestly, he deserves that push. And apparently, there's a lot of people in WWE who see that, and they kind of want to give him a push now.
Yes.
Hopefully.
His contract's almost over.
Exactly. Hopefully this ignites a feud with AJ Styles. I think Karrion Kross versus AJ Styles, they can build from there. Obviously, Karrion Kross has the ability to create storylines by himself. Like, he's doing this by himself.
And he's staying in character on his own Instagram and posting, like, these vignettes that are crazy with Scarlett by his side because she's actually staying in character, too. I think it's great. It shows that he's literally – he even posted a – it was like a video of like when Scarlett put the time thing with Roman years ago.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
And then it showed Roman at the end of this WrestleMania, sad.
Yeah, with no family, no tribal chief, nothing like that. Yo.
You know what we say? Kevin was right with Kevin Owens. Karrion Kross has been right on almost everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, for sure. I really hope they build it into a storyline. They have to. That dude is too good to leave off of TV. He deserves a title around everything. His waist.
He has the look. He has like the skills,
actually,
the mic skills, everything.
Just to point out, if anybody were to take the title off of Jey Uso, Karrion Kross.
That's a possibility. There's obviously a lot more names.
That. A lot more people, yeah. But Karrion Kross would be an awesome person to take that
title. Yeah, it's going to be a heel. It's going to be a heel. So I'm And what do you think Logan goes from here? He just find another great feud.
It's Logan. Logan can jump into any feud. He's fine. This is nothing he needs to do. Yeah. AJ, but I think he should jump into a feud with Karrion Kross.
But what do you think about Logan winning at WrestleMania against AJ Styles? Like, it's like, damn, AJ had to lose at WrestleMania again.
I think if it's important to the, if it's, you know, in regards to the storyline, like, for example, if it leads to a storyline between Karrion Kross and AJ Styles, I think it makes sense.
I mean, it has to.
It has to.
I mean,
but if it if that leads nowhere, then I think it was a really dumb decision.
It'd be the really the stupidest thing ever. Like,
It needs to lead to something. If it doesn't lead to something, then that's freaking ridiculous.
But Karrion Kross was rooting for AJ. He was trying to get AJ to put on the brass knuckles and bring out his bad side to beat Logan, because he said, we're trying to save the wrestling business and you can't have this outsider. So Karrion Kross is actually right in this whole thing. I don't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't want this outsider to win, which happened.
Yeah.
I got Karrion Kross in that feud if that happens.
Exactly. But yeah, of course, moving on from there, we had the Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest in that Sin City Street Fight. Match was surprisingly really good. Not surprising. I knew it was going to be a great match, but
it was a great match.
It was a great match. Yeah. Great match. Damian Priest came out with like another concert thing. That was pretty cool. But yeah, Drew McIntyre ended up picking up the win, as I think he should. He took a freaking photo in the middle of it and posted it on social media.
I think he did twice. He did it twice.
Yeah. Went viral immediately. It was great.
Yes. Like literally, like 20 seconds after it said 20 seconds ago, when I looked, they had so many comments already and likes. I was like, this guy is crazy.
While the match was still going on. What was the caption? It was like, still bored at work or something like
that. Yeah, it was bored at work. And then he posted another one, still bored at work. But no, the match was actually not surprising, but it was great. Both guys had their spots. And then the ending was great with that. What was it? The Claymore right to the chair. Like, it was perfect.
Yeah, and like the ring in the ring corner. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a perfect ending.
Yeah, Damian Priest.
Clean win.
Yeah, Damian Priest doesn't get the, I guess like he doesn't get like the recognition he deserves. Like that dude is so freaking good, honestly. And I remember, and I've said this multiple times, I did not believe in him at all when they first started pushing him. But once he became champion, I started believing this dude is definitely a main talent.
I mean, like right before he became champion is when I was believing. Like he was in the Judgment Day because he's good at, we've seen him great as a heel. And great as a face. So he's obviously great.
Yeah, he's great. He can do both. He can literally do both. And then, he made Drew McIntyre look great in this match. Like that sell, and by the way, where he looked like he was basically dead. That was crazy.
Yes. Yeah. And then you talk about Drew. It was a great clean win from Drew because of the street fight. I'm glad he got a clean win because he usually doesn't win clean. And then also, he's another guy that can go after Jay. Remember, he got screwed out of that title last year and still hasn't had it back. So.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
And then let's go ahead and get into, of course, the women's tag team match. Let's get into the women's tag team match now. All right. Let's go ahead and get into, of course, the surprise return of Becky Lynch. It was Lyra Valkyria and what was supposed to be Bayley versus Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. Of course, on night one, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez attacked Bayley, which led to Lyra Valkyria looking for a partner, and she ended up choosing the best person she could have chose, which was the return of Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
That was cool. It was a great moment. I'm happy that Becky Lynch is back. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't too surprising. I'm pretty sure. I was like, it's got to be Becky Lynch because he's the fellow Irishman and everything, but everybody was still happy. Obviously, the stadium was going crazy.
Yeah, wasn't too surprising, but I'm very happy she's back. Of course. And she looked good. She did not miss a step on the ring at all. No, she looked good. Yeah, she looked great. Honestly, great, great shape. She looked like she did not miss a beat in the ring. She didn't have any, I didn't see any type of botches or anything like that. Did you?
And she won. And she pinned, was it Liv Morgan, right?
She pinned Liv Morgan, which was hilarious, by the way. Liv Morgan was like panicking on the outside. I don't know if you saw, by the way, did you see that video of Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez? They were partying the other night. I think it was on Friday. They were in the club just like partying with the live music and everything. Yeah. And people are just like, no wonder they were like falling asleep because there was photos of them like basically knocked out at the Hall of Fame ceremony. And that was the same night. That was the same night, which is like, no wonder they were sleeping. They freaking partied all night. I was dying. But anyways, it was a pretty decent match, obviously. Pretty good. Of course, as you said, Becky Lynch and Lyra Valkyria are now the women's tag team champions.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm happy that, of course, Becky Lynch is back. I'm happy that she, you know, got a tag team title. Cool. That's awesome.
Lyra two belts.
Yeah, Lyra two belts. They started calling her that. That was awesome. I'm happy for her. Of course, the storyline going into it was stupid. It was literally just a gauntlet match that they just kind of threw in randomly. But you know what?
I mean, the tag team titles for the women, they hasn't been used well. They got to make like actual tag teams and make them great again. That's what they got to do.
That's true. I did like Liv and Raquel as tag team champions.
Yeah, though. They were great. They were good.
They were actually really good. I actually liked it. I felt like they meant something with like the titles mean something when they were with them.
I mean, they're three time already. They're already three time tag team.
Exactly. So yeah, it was a great match. Not great match. It was a good match. It was an okay match. Yeah.
But Liv, I'm glad she lost because she's a main eventer. She doesn't need the tag team titles. And Raquel, remember, before she turned heel, she was also in big matches with Rhea and stuff. So they can, hopefully they can get her back to that. Yeah. And then this Judgment Day is imploding because obviously, Dom, we're going to talk about that. But we got to see what happens with the Judgment Day.
I want to talk about it now.
Yeah, let's talk about it right now.
So the Fatal 4-Way, this is the last match of WrestleMania. It wasn't the main event, but personally, it should have been. That freaking match was awesome. But
God, yes, it was great.
It was, of course, Bron Breakker defending his IC championship against the likes of Finn Balor, Dominic, Dirty Dom, Mysterio, and Penta is El Miedo. Freaking fantastic. Oh my God, this match was great. I had all the stops. And then it had the best ending I've ever seen ever. Dom.
Yeah, Bron Breakker, you seen that? Remember that spear on the announce table?
Oh, when he hit on Carlito? That was insane. But yeah, of course, Dirty Dom, the GOAT, the best Mysterio to ever live, the icon, the Hall of Famer. yeah, Dirty Dom has, of course, won the IC championship last night at WrestleMania 41. And he honestly got the biggest pop of the night, I think.
Yes.
He had the biggest pop. And, you know, everybody was super excited for him. And like, he's a heel, but he's like one of those heels that people love to boo. It wasn't like a heel where it's go away. Like, I'm so happy he won. Like, bro, that was amazing.
Yes. And the finish was amazing too. He hit a 619 on Braun. But then Finn Balor took over and hit a coup de grace on Bron Breakker, and he was pinning Bron Breakker, and then he hit the perfect frog splash right into a pin, right on any pin Finn Balor, which is part of the Judgment Day. That's going to be just amazing finish.
It was great, yeah. Of course, a key point in it too as well was Dom was the first one to turn on Finn. He ended up trying to hit a 619 on Finn. Finn caught it, and it started beating the crap out of him. And then from there, they weren't on the same page at all. They were basically fighting each other. Carlito tried to break it up, but as I said, when he got involved, he got freaking speared through a table by Bron Breakker, which is a great moment as well. But yeah,
the whole match was full of like crazy spots. Like even Penta has some crazy. Everybody did great this Penta match. They all great. Matched well. They all matched well in this Fatal 4. It was like the perfect match.
Yeah, but yeah, he ended up pinning Finn Balor. I'm so happy he did. I can't wait for Monday Night Raw. Oh my God, it's gonna be so great. Obviously, the rest of Judgment Day is gonna be praising the hell out of Dom. Finn's going to be like, what the hell? They're probably going to kick him out, which honestly, I would not mind at all if they do. I think it's time for him to go on his own. I think it's time for Judgment Day to break up in general, but you know what? It's fine. Dom is now the IC champion. I honestly hope he holds that for a while. He can even just be that little snake guy that barely wins every single match or he has to cheat to win. I don't care.
Yeah, he gets beat up and then he wins in the end. They should do that with him every time.
Yeah, every single time. No, I'm happy he won, honestly.
I want to see him also win clean sometimes. I think it's pretty stupid to always win with cheating and stuff. He's got to win clean sometimes.
Yeah, but it just depends on the guy he's facing. Like, if you're facing Braun, he shouldn't win.
No. There's no way he's win clean.
Yeah, but if he's facing, like, I don't know, Apollo Crews, he should probably win clean.
Oh, no, yeah. By the way, Bron Breakker, you got to push him up.
Push him up.
That dude is everybody loves Bron Breakker, and he's amazing in the ring, athleticism. He always has the dogs barking. Yo, you got to put a main event.
Yeah, no, for sure. Bron Breakker immediately goes to the main event for sure. I think
he beats Jay. No, I'm playing around.
No, oh my God. I want Jay to hold it for a while.
No, Jay's got to hold it. I'm only joking.
Yeah, but
Bron's definitely a future champion easily.
Oh, 100%. He's a future champion. I honestly can see him being a world champion by next WrestleMania for sure. I can see that 100%. But yeah, of course, in terms of where Bron goes, as you said, world championship. He's going up to like the main card, 100% main event status. I see Dom defending that title in some pretty raunchy rays, which is going to be hilarious. Penta probably going to team up with Rey Fénix. Please throw some life into that freaking tag team division, which they desperately need. I can see them taking the titles off of New Day. That'd be nice.
Yeah, because the tag team division on SmackDown is a lot better than Raw right now.
Yeah, which is why I said they should go on Raw. If they stay on Raw, that'd be great. They'll
bring some. Yeah, they had the wrong division on WrestleMania for a tag team. It should have been the SmackDown tag team again with that ladder match, but whatever.
Exactly. So yeah, definitely want to see that. And then Finn probably going to get turned on fully by Judgment Day, and then of course he's going to go on his own
storyline.
He can. I'm assuming he'll probably be gone for like a week or two, and then come back. That can lead to a storyline. He's definitely going to. He's probably going to be one of the first people to face Dom, but I don't think he's going to win for the title.
No, yeah.
And then
he should also bring back that demon character for the perfect feud.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe we get the demon character back, which I would not mind at all. But yeah, that was WrestleMania 41 overall. In general, I think that night two was a million times better than night one.
Yes. But night one ended way better than night two.
Yeah. I will say this. WrestleMania 41 did have one of the worst builds of any WrestleMania that I've ever seen ever. However, a lot of the matches were really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm happy with all the results.
Yes. So the feuds and the buildup is what makes WrestleMania great. So it kind of sucks that it wasn't that good. And then also, there was no, like, nobody really had, where's all the special entrances and stuff? That's made for WrestleMania. Nothing crazy really happened either. I don't know. It took away from the aura is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
The matches itself were great. Just the storylines and then the buildups and then the, I don't know. The stage was great. They didn't have.
A few people had like a special entrance, like Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany Stratton. Who else? CM Punk. CM Punk was pretty cool. Cody Rhodes was kind of fun. But like other than that, like there wasn't really anything crazy. I mean, like Jacob Fatu came out with a mask. That's about it. I think that's honestly about it, right? You kind of think about it.
There was nothing crazy. Like people had some gear on. Like remember Drew McIntyre had all that gear from that cool video gear. Game, but it wasn't actual like a special entrance, like you know what I mean, like live performances and everything. Drew should have came out to Broken Dreams with a live performance. That'd be so fire.
Yeah, I feel like they're gonna wait till he turns face in order to do that though.
Yeah,
because right now he's kind of like an in-betweener heel, more so a heel. So I think they're gonna wait for him to turn face.
All the guys benefiting from WrestleMania, Jacob Fatu. Who else? Obviously, John Cena's going up, but he's already up. Drew McIntyre. Yeah, he's already the GOAT. Drew McIntyre, and then Seth Rollins. That's going to be so crazy.
I'm so pumped for Seth Rollins. I'm so freaking pumped. But yeah, as Elvis said, watch Pat McAfee show. If you didn't watch it, which, of course, if you didn't watch it, please go watch it. Definitely watch it. He posted it on YouTube, too, so you can watch it. You can watch the full thing. He interviews, Paul Heyman and John Cena.
Michael Cole will be there.
Michael Cole is going to be there. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, Michael Cole is going to be there.
He should interview a Grande America.
Kind of Gulf of America.
That announcer was not supposed to say that, too. That's funny.
So funny. But yeah, of course. That was basically it for, of course, our WrestleMania 41 review. You can like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week with our review of two amazing shows, of course, the night after Mania. The Raw after Mania, SmackDown after Mania, and of course, we'll be back to reviewing AEW, which AEW honestly has been cooking lately. Don't kid yourselves there. AEW has been throwing on some banger freaking shows lately, and they've been putting on some banger matches. So definitely something
we're going to review. Tournament going on too.
Yeah, for sure. Like even last week, this past Wednesday, like if we didn't have WrestleMania, I definitely would have wanted to talk about it. That match,
great.
It was great.
And then we also got Backlash is like already like in less than 3 weeks. It's pretty close by.
Damn, so. It's 3 weeks?
Yeah, they showed it. It's only like on May 10 or 12th, and it's already... No, it's less than that, I think.
Yeah.
I know it's pretty... It's only like 3 weeks away, I think, from last time I checked. It's not like... So it's a pretty quick turnaround.
Damn. Okay. So
we'll be back to talk about that.
We'll be back for that, too. Like, comment, subscribe, as always. Love you guys so much. Appreciate all the support we've been getting. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.